We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends? We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
No, not really, smart boy. Anyway, who would like to eat the skin, huh?
Rohima Boim, splendid viewers. Rohima Boim means welcome in Yiddish, a language spoken by around 3 million people throughout the world. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV's networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Mbamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Ankh-Morang, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouet, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on BlendoSat. In Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Aserna. In Inkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, and Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in San Gonzalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá, Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahahual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahahual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna del San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Nicabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengu Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh and Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotosh, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur, Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Supremacer Television is also accessible online at SupremacerTV.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit SupremacerTV.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Cameroon takes steps to eradicate malaria. In good governance news, Lebanon prohibits smoking in public places. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, September 11th, is National Grandparents Day in the United States. It is a holiday first declared in 1978 to honor our caring grandparents and all senior citizens for the important contributions they make to their families and communities. Celebrations include special school programs, time with cherished ones, as well as gifts and cards showing appreciation for their gracious offering of wisdom, understanding, and unconditional love. May our treasured grandparents and elders be blessed on this day and always with much peace and joy. And this week, as we continue the celebrations of Supreme Master Television's 5th anniversary on Wednesday, September 7th, we're honored to present wishes from dignitaries, celebrities, and friends throughout this edition of Noteworthy News. Thank you, global viewers, for your love and enthusiasm.
Beverly Hills Certificate of Recognition, presented to Supreme Master Television by the Beverly Hills City Council. On the occasion of their 5th anniversary celebration, Barry Brucker, Mayor.
William W. Bryan, M.D., Vice Mayor.
John A. Mirisch, Council Member.
Lily Boss, Council Member.
Julian A. Gold, M.D., Council Member.
Fly-in news. Hundreds of thousands affected by floods in Brazil. As of Friday, September 9th, at least 3 fatalities had been reported after days of torrential rains and floods in the southern Brazilian state of Santa Catarina. Some 790,000 people were affected in at least 60 cities, 32 of which declared a state of emergency, with Brusque and Rio do Sul in a state of public calamity. Over 63,000 residents had to flee their homes, with a number of the displaced taking refuge in public shelters as rivers swelled to dangerous levels, with the Itahai Aku reaching record highs and almost entirely inundating several towns. The state government announced allocations of $1.8 million in disaster response. Meanwhile, the nation's central west continued to suffer from months-long severe drought and forest fires.
Conveying all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai requested that our nearby association members please check with local officials to see if help is needed and to go, if possible, to render aid to the most vulnerable, including the elderly and children without caregivers, saying that funds are available for emergency supplies. Our thankfulness for the helpful initiatives of the Brazilian government and officials, as well as for Supreme Master Qinghai's attentive concern. As we pray for the protection of the storm and drought-stricken residents, may such weather extremes subside as through our gentler regard for the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Notes of a Hen. To the field I go this morning. Standing tall, I greet the river and mountain. With my young innocent babes in the pond we swim and bathe. Skipping along right behind Mama, young feathers with newly tinged hues, round eyes like tiny beans. Oh, my babies, how adorable you are. For the corn and grains, we're grateful to humans. Every day, happy and carefree, fresh clear water and shady trees, so green the grass in the gentle breeze. Blue sky, wispy clouds, flowing streams, life is like a fairy dream. Thank you, Lord Creator, for these days of peace and safety. Then came an unexpected calamity. A net was suddenly cast upon me, a flash of a shiny blade, a scream muffled in splattering blood. My babies are left behind. Mama's heart is torn and shattered. Please love my children for me. Don't kill them. My precious babies.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 500. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
The tower is down completely, according to our producer. The side of the tower has come down onto the street.
It's gone. It blew up.
I hope my wife is alive.
People are doing everything that they can to rescue as many people as possible, and this is going to be a long-term effort.
When I saw those buildings collapse, I knew there were cops and firemen in there, and I just, my heart just goes out to the families, and it's just a horrible, horrible tragedy.
Anniversary of September 11th. Millions of people across the United States are commemorating the tragedy on September 11th, 2001, in various ways, including prayer gatherings for peace and tolerance.
I think the lessons learned over time are that we can heal in peace and we can forgive.
Memorial events in honor of the 3,000 people who perished already began this week and included trips by U.S. President Barack Obama, 43rd U.S. President George W. Bush, and other leaders on Sunday to the site of the former twin World Trade Towers in New York City, as well as near Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and the Pentagon. Families of those who perished in New York are visiting the new memorial at Ground Zero, where two granite pools with waterfalls are bordered by inscriptions of the names of lost loved ones. The 9/11 anniversary commemoration also includes tributes to the firefighters, police officers, rescuers, government officials, search and rescue dog teams, and volunteers, some of whom also sacrificed their lives or suffered injuries.
On that day in 2001, without hesitation, Supreme Master Ching Hai had urgently asked members of the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association to go and provide any urgent assistance. Our association members worked alongside other first responders at Ground Zero by providing hot vegan meals and coffee to workers around the clock during the crucial first days.
Things are being cut down, and the police are very sensitive about who they're sending in. So we rely on people that we know that we can trust. There's no way that we would have been able to do it without people like you helping us. And we really, really appreciate your rescue team. Thank you very much for everything that you're doing for the Salvation Army. And God bless you.
Every time, you know, like we serve them coffee and sandwiches, they thank us so much. like the master love was pouring through me to people. Disaster side was like a side of also like exchanging love between people.
Yeah, you were one of the few outside of the United States agencies that came and worked with us in this disaster relief. We appreciate Supreme Master Chiang Hai and her work with us. We just pray that God would continue to work in her life, and thank you for all that you've done.
Also, in the immediate aftermath, Supreme Master Chiang Hai donated $361,000 in contributions to organizations aiding the victims and their loved ones. The funds were personally delivered to the offices of the American Red Cross, Salvation Army, and Crisis Link, an organization to help families of the Pentagon victims, as well as Virginia Hospital Center and the Firefighters Memorial Fund.
Thank you very much, Supreme Master Chiang Hai, for all the support, both spiritually and financially, and we are very grateful here at the American Red Cross.
To the Supreme Master Chiang Hai, I want to express my deepest thanks for the enormous support members of the Meditation Association have offered us, the generous financial contribution and the personal expression of caring and concern, and so very much to our workers, but very importantly, to the people who've been affected directly by this horrible tragedy.
Our association members later recalled the 9/11 relief work experience during a December 2001 gathering with Supreme Master Chiang Hai in the U.S.
It brought hope to my heart because I saw all these men working hard.
Yeah.
I started believing in the country is in a good hand, you know, like those people are very strong and they are very devoted.
They work hard. The firemen and the police, they're also heroes. They're good, good, good.
They work so hard, I couldn't believe it.
Yes.
They work 24 hours or more.
Who wouldn't work hard if you see such thing, huh?
In October 2001, Supreme Master Chiang Hai donated an additional $100,000 to assist Afghan refugees through the United Nations Children's Fund and the Red Cross and Red Crescent. In 2007, she contributed to Beyond the 11th, an organization founded by widows of the 9/11 tragedy to assist other widows in areas of unrest such as Afghanistan. And in 2010, her love was again conveyed when she symbolically recognized all 9/11 rescue dogs with the Shining World Hero Award. Today, Americans and sympathetic citizens around the globe reflect on the lessons of hope from 9/11.
In order to find happiness in our world, you have to be at peace and you have to forgive, regardless what happens to you. It's not easy, but it's necessary. So I hope everybody can forgive and our country can move on.
After love, that's the greatest gift that God gave us, is the ability to forgive one another. And with that, we can end all conflict.
We should try to reflect on the common ground that we all have, we all share. That is love, universal love, and love for the family we all have, whether Muslim or Christian or Buddhist. Love for our family members, our pets, our friends, yes, our teachers, our countries. We all have the innate nature within us to love thy neighbor and to help them when they are in need. So we just have to be loving, friendly, and let each one be. Let each one be in peace. And above all, everyone, be they Muslim or other faith followers, must discourage and boycott any germination or exercise of violence, because it destabilizes friendship of nations and destroy peace in the world, including where they live. As God's nature is love and forgiveness and peace, and we are God's children, we should do the same.
In remembrance of 9/11, we join the world in prayers for peace among all nations as we honor the courageous and caring legacy of all who took part in the recovery of those affected. We also thank Supreme Master Chiang Hai for her compassion, then and throughout the years, to support healing after the tragedy. Through our concerted efforts to show greater love in our daily lives, may peace soon prevail on earth.
our planet. APEC countries hold inaugural meeting for forest conservation. In the first such meeting of its kind, the ministers responsible for forestry from the 21 countries comprising the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, or APEC, came together in Beijing, China on Tuesday, September 6th to support environmental preservation as an important goal along with economic development. With the opening meeting attended by hosting country China's President Hu Jintao, an address was given by co-host Mexico's Minister of the Environment Juan Rafael Elvira, who outlined programs being implemented to achieve his country's goal of zero deforestation within 10 years.
Formosa's or Taiwan Council of Agriculture Minister Chen Wuxing also spoke, highlighting the importance of sustainable forestry development, especially in light of climate change, as he suggested coordination of APEC countries' efforts to monitor forest health. This proposal was adopted in the final Beijing Forestry Declaration, approved at the meeting's conclusion by all member countries to deepen both their economic and technical cooperation in policies that prioritize sustainable forest development and preservation.
Our salute all APEC members for your work together and fruitful meeting. May the people of your nations flourish in sustainable endeavors, as many others are inspired to restore the earth for ourselves and all beings through the preservation of life-giving, verdant trees.
Save our planet. China's largest inland water body, Poyang Lake in Jiangxi Province, shrinks as of September 2011 to 1,340 square kilometers, which is less than half the average area measured during the same time in previous years.
Save our planet. Leading polar scientist Dr. Peter Wadhams of the UK's University of Cambridge warns on September 5, 2011, that oil exploration in the Arctic could lead to an uncontrollable environmental catastrophe if a serious oil spill were to occur under the ice, saying that it would be almost impossible to halt.
I'm Monkey the Piglet, a devoted vegan all the way. Today, I like to share a tip on protecting your soil. If you're starting on a construction project, it's a good idea to help safeguard the nearby trees' root areas. Equipment can compact the soil and damage the trees. Consider applying about 15 centimeters of wood chip mulch around the tree to lessen the effects of any machinery being used. Thanks so much for being veg and going green to save the planet. Thank you for tuning in, and now for the weather around the globe.
In health news, Cameroon takes steps to eradicate malaria. His Excellency, Prime Minister Philemon Nyang, inaugurated a month-long anti-malarial campaign, pledging to give away 9 million mosquito nets. The initiative is being financed by the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, Tuberculosis, and Malaria, and has 40,000 individuals assisting with the distribution. Our earnest appreciation, Your Excellency, Prime Minister Fali Minyang, the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, Tuberculosis, and Malaria, and the many participants of this laudable endeavor. May it help protect the well-being of many kind-hearted people of your nation. Up next on Noteworthy News, Lebanon takes steps to ban smoking. We'll thank God for creating all our lovely animal friends. We'll be right back. Stay tuned for more wonderful news here on Supreme Master Television.
Hey, I'm Brandon Beamer from The Bold and the Beautiful, and happy 5th anniversary to Supreme Master Television.
Hey, it's James Keiseley from Heroes and Hawaii 5-0. I just want to wish you a happy 5th anniversary to Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, giving news for a selfless world. In good governance news, Lebanon prohibits smoking in open public places. The new law, which will be implemented in the coming months, also bans cigarette advertisements. Fines will be imposed on those not adhering to the regulation. Member of Parliament, His Excellency Dr. Atef Majdalani, Chairman of the Parliamentary Committee for Health, stated that Lebanon's expense for medical treatment of smoking-related diseases is $350 million a year. Congratulations, Lebanon, on this significant step. May all your cherished citizens enjoy pristine air and life-affirming habits for vibrant health. For this important measure, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Lebanon with the Shining World Leadership Award.
Please join us for a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, Delivery Dog.
A wife tells her husband, "We have such a clever dog that it brings the daily newspapers every morning." Husband say, "Well, lots of dogs can do that." The wife responds, "Yes, but we have never subscribed to any newspaper."
And now for our viewer's heartline on meeting Babaji, the great immortal saint, on a journey through aesthetic realms. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
Wow, it's such a precious opportunity to see the story and even pictures of Holy Babaji. Thanks for airing this inspirational show on this immortal saint. Gustavo from São Paulo, Brazil.
Greetings, Gustavo. It is wonderful to receive your supportive message. We pray our world become a welcoming environment for more such wondrous saints such as Holy Babaji. May you and the kind people of sunny Brazil always be graced by divine light and love.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
Now we say Zayin Gazoon, which means be well, goodbye in Yiddish.
May your joyous heart resonate with the uplifting harmonies of heaven.
This is Leslie David Baker from The Office on NBC. Happy 5th birthday, Supreme Master TV. World Vegan, World Peace.
It's Kevin Sorbo. I'm here to wish a happy birthday to Supreme Master Television. Happy 5th birthday and another 5 and 5 more after that.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
As reported in the New Zealand Herald, East Timor's Prime Minister Zenana Gusmao and New Zealand Defense Minister Wayne Mapp signed an agreement specifying that New Zealand troops will withdraw from East Timor following the nation's elections in 2012.
The government of Norway donates an additional $54 million to alleviate drought and hunger conditions for the people of East Africa.
Civil volunteers serving as part of a task force in Ban Phang district of Thailand intercept two vehicles carrying 120 dogs being trafficked to become dog meat and are fortunately able to save the lives of 89 canines.
To assist the unemployed in returning to work, U.S. President Barack Obama proposes the American Jobs Act, which includes government construction projects as well as incentives for businesses to hire more people, as he calls on lawmakers to pass the bill for the good of the nation's people.
Following the official launch of a campaign by Palestinian leaders to be recognized as the United Nations 194th member state, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon conveys his support for Palestine as an independent, sovereign country coexisting side by side in peace with Israel.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.